702.
WhatsApp Profilwe.
On 072 702 1702.
Yeah, we're taking your calls. We're appreciating, taking the moment this Sunday morning to appreciate and shout out the people that have been significant in our lives, the people that make us feel like no question is silly, no question is stupid, the people that validate you and make you feel like there is a safe place for you in the world and are always a source of inspiration. So we're going to be talking Nordic walking very, very shortly. And I guess what I'm looking forward to, what I'm looking for when we talk health and wellness in this part of the show, are ways in which, you know, because we're not all going to be hitting the gym and doing high impact intermittent training. We're not all looking to be lifting and lugging weights all the time. We're not all trying to, you know, be gym bunnies. And that this pandemic has shown us the appetite, or has revealed the appetite for getting outdoors, exploring the outdoors, and, you know, reclaiming that space that we often just sort of give up to what we call nature lovers, right? And we're so entrenched with this idea of being urban or city dwellers, or being suburbanites who are just stuck in our little enclaves, our private enclaves. So yeah, what we're going to be looking at is a South Nordic walking, and just getting a sense of what it is, what are the various ways that we can just start to explore our surrounds, but also explore our bodies, how we move differently, how we can get fit and find things that work for us in this journey for health and fitness, but most importantly, of enjoyment. So if you've never heard of Nordic walking, this segment, this conversation is definitely for you. And if you are, of course, a proponent or someone who enjoys Nordic walking, give me a shout on 31702 and tell me how you came to this sport, because I find it thoroughly, thoroughly fascinating. It's said to be the ultimate full body exercise for anyone who can walk, especially if you don't exercise regularly or don't want high impact exercise. Let's hear from Laura Duval, who is MD of South Pole Nordic Walking South Africa. She's obviously best placed to explain this sport to us and tell us all about it. Good morning, Laura. Thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate you making yourself available.
Super. Yeah, thank you very much for putting Nordic walking out there.
You know what? It is an absolute pleasure. It occurred to me about 2 weeks ago, I was taking a sort of leisurely walk, nice little easy 5Ks after the show. And I was like, my arms aren't really doing much right now. There's an opportunity to like move everything, but yeah, there's not much happening. And I stumbled across an Instagram sort of image of someone with a woman with two poles in her hands, and I thought, that looks interesting. So a nice opportunity to explore Nordic walking. So what exactly is it, and how does it work the entire body, Laura?
So there's quite a big fan club in Europe where that's the way they walk, because it's the, I would say, off season from skiing. Okay. So if you do cross skiing during their winters, they were looking for a training method for the summers.
Okay.
When there's no snow. So it's exactly the same as a ski pole, which are with a glove that it's attached to the poles. And the big difference with the Nordic walking poles is that your hand is not clenching the pole as you would do with a trekking pole or any other hiking pole.
Mm.
And that is what you were targeting earlier in the conversation, saying you wanted to work the arms and especially your shoulder area.
Mm-hmm.
So with your hand attached in this glove, your hand is almost open, like you'll have that kind of feeling almost of milking a cow, you know. Your hands are moving in and out. Your fingertips are not clenching, which means you are activating the lats, the triceps, and the back of the arms, as well as your upper body. So often people would start walking, but they're hinging forward. We call it kyphosis. It's almost like a hunchback posture. Mm. Now, when you insert your hands into the glove, plant the Nordic walking pole into the ground, it kind of corrects your posture without you even thinking about it.
All right.
So it propels the body upwards and forwards.
So, Laura, when we're talking Nordic walking, obviously, as you said, you've pointed out the fact that this is a summer exercise or land training for cross-country skiers. The majority of us in South Africa haven't had the opportunity to, you know, go cross-country skiing, obviously. And so you've explained that we do have those two poles in our hands, as you would if you're skiing, and you're using them not as a, you're not using them for balance, you're not using them for support, but you're using them as a way in which to engage various muscles in the upper body. And I like the fact that you've pointed out that the, you know, the posture is very, very significant in all of this, because you're not gripping the poles, you're holding them in such a way that you're engaging lats, but the posture is upright and a more of an open chest. Yeah?
Completely. So for you to breathe better, you need that open chest. And the planting of the pole actually opens the core as well. So the firmer you plant the pole, the deeper the core will connect to the spine. So it protects the back as well.
Mm-hmm.
And mentioning the balance, I've got clients here that've got vertigo. So for them specifically, it is a big help. My Parkinson clients as well. After 6 to 8 weeks of training with the Nordic walking poles, twice a week, you could see a huge improvement in even the confidence. That is very emotional actually to see them actually walking without any assistance.
I mean, that's
and as you mentioned earlier as well, you engage in the upper body, which means you use 90% of your body's muscle, which is very similar to swimming. And the result is you burn 46% more energy. So who doesn't want to burn more energy in the exercise moment?
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, we're all about those figures, those numbers. We want to know, like, you know, how, as you said, 46% more. What are, you know, how does it help us get closer to our sort of fitness or wellness targets, our wellness goals? And, you know, in terms of, you know, any kind of downside or when in how you might be applying or not getting the posture right, or how you might be planting the poles, is there any kind of downside to not doing it correctly, or ultimately it's all beneficial?
Yes. So for the technique that needs to be perfect, training is very limited in South Africa.
Sure.
So at this stage, I'm the only one who's trained for training, and I'm in Cape Town. So you can look on YouTube videos, but that's the only downside that I can think of, is I wish there were more trainers available in South Africa. So to spread the good word and to make the Nordic walking the new wave in South Africa and not another coronavirus.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's, you know, you are a passionate Nordic walker trainer. You're a practicing nutritional therapist and a health coach, as well as a Pilates instructor. I'm curious to find out how you came to Nordic walking, and specifically how you came to training people.
Yeah, so it's kind of a beautiful holistic approach to the whole health journey, as you mentioned. Well, I was previously, like student years, a very avid runner. And then after a year in my cities, I really became very uncomfortable. My knees were paining constantly. And I went to my orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Gus Marie, and he had an in-depth kind of look into the knees, and the cartilage basically gone. There's no cartilage left because of wear and tear and overuse. And then his recommendation was very strict. No more lunges, no more squats, which is very difficult for a Pilates teacher to kind of stay away of those. And the same thing, he said no more running. So then, as you said, started researching what else I can do. And then I stumbled on this Nordic walking. We travel quite a bit overseas, and you see this in Europe all the time. And that's the beginning of my new passion, Nordic walking. And I must tell you, I hike Table Mountain basically every weekend. But going up and down Table Mountain is insane on your knees. I am not aware of my knees at all. So it's the best way to support your, it takes 30% off the impact of your joint. So, I'm just like completely fraught with my poles. I do not travel without them. Sure. And for girls walking alone in Cape Town as well, it's fantastic to keep away anyone that wants to take your cell phone.
Yeah, there's always that consideration, unfortunately, Laura. But, you know, tell me about expand on where you can do your Nordic walking. If you have to sort of plan a specific route, are you worried about terrain at all? Or can you take those Nordic poles anywhere with you?
Anyway, basically, beach-wise, mm-hmm. you've got a rubber tip. We call about the shoe.
Okay.
So if you take the rubber tip off, it's a very sharp point. Mm-hmm. And that plants beautifully when you're walking on the beach. So if you plan to walk, say, for instance, a beautiful hiking route along the Titicaca or the Oyster Catcher route, it's mm-hmm. fantastic because it actually also lifts you kind of that you feel free and you fly over those staggy beach sand terrain. Mm-hmm. And when we walk, like, for instance, any off trails like Table Mountain, it also takes the rubber tips off, so it works very well on that. But for the Nordic Walking Club here in Cape Town, we have certain routes that we walk in the suburbs, sure. and then you need those rubber tips.
All right.
So paving, car, all of that is... No, there's basically no terrain that it doesn't work.
So the equipment that you need for Nordic walking is your poles. That's the first thing. In terms of shoe, gear, anything else that you need? Or is it simply the poles that are the most important
things? It's simply the poles. You can do it as you are. No expensive clothing needed. No image attached to it. you don't need branded stuff.
Sure.
The only tricky bit as well is that you need the pole in the exact length. So we take your weight, your height, with your shoes on, and you multiply that by 0.65. That's kind of the average formulation.
Okay.
Because if your poles are too short or too high, it's also not going to improve the posture or activate the muscles as you want.
Of course, because what you want to maintain is a natural gait, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
So you need the hand needs to be positioned in front of your hip bone. And for that to happen, you need the exact right height of the pole.
All right. So are the poles expensive for Nordic walking? These two poles that you grip in either hand and utilize throughout your exercise route?
So we have a range of different compositions. The entry level is the fiberglass. Mm-hmm. And that you can look at right about R600 for the seat,
sure.
with all inclusive, the gloves and the tips. And then aluminium is your second entry level, around about R900. And then I call it the posh of the Nordic poles. That's carbon.
Yeah.
A beautiful, beautiful set of poles. And they average retail for $1,100. Mm-hmm. But that is a lifelong guarantee.
Okay.
I haven't seen anyone broke a pole yet.
Mm. And what do we look
for? Purchase. All that you need to replace after about 300 kilometers is the rubber tips at the bottom.
What are we looking at in terms of weight? What are we carrying? Is it noticeable or, you know, is the weight negligible?
Yeah, it's something like 20 grams. You wouldn't go. It's very light.
Yeah. And what I'm curious about, Laura, is you've spoken about the benefits for some of your clients. You've mentioned people with Parkinson's, for instance. But, you know, over the sustained sort of effects and impacts of Nordic walking, what have you noticed them to be, especially, of course, keeping in mind that or with the knowledge rather than the experience that you have as a Pilates instructor and a health coach? What have you traced to the sort of the benefits with the people that you train? With your South Pole Nordic Walking Group, because I think in many, many ways, you know, you've given us statistics like you using 46% more energy than normal walking, 30% more energy than moderate jogging, and how it engages or uses 90% of muscle mass. What does that translate into for a person like me who decides, let's try this out?
Yeah, for me, it's just beautiful to see this community.
Mm-hmm.
It's people that didn't know each other from a bar of soap.
Mm-hmm.
And now you get over weekends the Nordic walkers together, and we've got a WhatsApp group as well. And they've actually become a Nordic walking slash book club at the same time, and they have coffee, and they have like weekends together, and we have events.
Mm.
So I think it is great to be outdoors. I mean, especially with the COVID, I had a beautiful increase in Nordic walkers because the gyms were closed. So this community is growing. Vitamin D3 therapy is the buzzword. So everybody wants to be outdoors.
Sure.
But you can actually see that it's not just an exercise. It is a complete, integrated, holistic approach to being happy, to live with confidence. The people that got Nordic walking the first time, they were unstable. They were insecure. And now what they found through this specific exercise is that confidence.
Mm.
And just that they are not scared to walk. They are not scared to exercise because it's easy. Anybody can do this.
Mm.
And it's a family thing as well. I mean, there's poles that will fit your 9-year-old and there's poles that's perfect for your 80-year-old mother.
Mm.
Mm. So yeah, for me, it's a beautiful activity that friends and family and all can do together.
Fantastic stuff. Thank you so much for your time, Laura. I really appreciate you availing yourself. For those that want to get in touch and learn more, unfortunately, you are based in Cape Town. Is there any way to access your services online and perhaps get coaching from you remotely?
We definitely do that, yes. So I've got people in Durban that purchased the polls and I sent them the clips and then they sent me video clips back and then we do a live session.
Mm-hmm.
So with the Zoom going out there, everybody is very much more confident working with online training. And I should do the same with the health coaching as well as with Pilates. That's, yeah, online, brilliant option to make sure that you jam this technique to the perfection you want it to be.
Fantastic. Thank you for your time. That's Laura Duval. Laura's MD of South Pole Nordic Walking South Africa. You can check them out online and just explore your options. Try something different.